every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, I just got to tell you that Juice, the producer, yours truly, has been after it all day long. You know, we're coming out with a country music series. It's going to be a huge hit, and also a true crime to follow that back to back. Just like a homer runner, I'm a hitter. You know, I hit those home runs, you know. I love to hit a baseball. So I'm going to hit back-to-back hits. That's what's going to happen, my brother.
That sounds good, Eddie. I am always proud of the production that you do. We're going to get into sports in this show, though. So strap yourself in. We're going to talk NASCAR, MLB, NFL, college football, the WWE, and of course, everyone's favorite jabroni of the week.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of jabronis. There's one big jabroni going around, and then I'm going to save that for later. But, you know, things are really starting to heat up again in sports, which is really, really cool. I'm excited with the NFL news coming out. I love to listen to it, but the MLB. Why jackass can't look up? How in the hell do you book a game when you know it's going to rain from 7 to 11 at night and they got 91,000 people in Bristol, Tennessee to watch the Reds and the Braves and they can't move the game up because they're jabroni asses in Major League Baseball?
I'm not going to argue any differently than I did before we had this conversation before the show, and that is television. They had a big TV crew there.
You're talking
to
one of the best television producers in the whole friggin' world, on the planet of the world, brother. And let me tell you something. It's called moving your schedule up. We're going to move the schedule because we're going to get the game in, and we're going to send those 91,000 people home happy as Larry is. That's what I would say.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen them move a television
schedule. Oh, yeah.
Schedule
You're
up.
Talking to a guy who's moved schedules four times for Major League Baseball right here.
All right. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Thank you. John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code BILL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, you know who won this past weekend, don't you?
Billy Byron.
Yeah, the baby-faced assassin himself. I mean, William Byron, the modern-day Billy the Kid. You know, NASCAR needs Billy the Kid, boy. They need a dude like him to step it up and be a handsome badass at where people can cheer him. And let me tell you something, he rode that horse to the checkered flag, brother.
Yeah, he's looking good this season. He's first in points now. So he may win the NASCAR championship, which would be incredible, because I literally said that this kid was a one and done Daytona 500 winner. I think, actually, if you think about it for just if you just bear with me for one moment and take yourself out of reality, where I spend most of my time out of reality, I may have been the reason why William Byron is having so much success, because I came straight out and said it. Wow, someone I never heard of won the Daytona 500. Enjoy your 5 seconds of fame. You'll never be anything. And bam! He repeats, and now he's number one in points in NASCAR. Forget about it, Eddie. I'm the reason. Now back to reality.
Yeah, but you know, he should have won 3 races, and he ran out of gas on 3 races. He should have won. Believe me, in Iowa, he was down to the last sniffle when he crossed that finish line, because as soon as he did a little burnout, he ran out of gas.
Well, he has a gas problem then.
Yeah, isn't he there, does. Is it, I mean, he needs to watch the damn thing. He needs a crew chief that can count. That's a problem. If you don't have a crew chief that can count gallons, you only got so much gas to push around that track.
Well, his crew chief can count points, and in the standings, they are number one together. So he would argue that he has put the exact right amount of gas in that car for this season.
Yeah, well, that damn owner would tell you, hey, you would have won 3 more races if you had to run out of gas, man. And, you know, it's all about – and he hasn't won since Daytona 500, and he should have won three other races, but he ran out of gas.
They're headed to Watkins Glen this weekend. Billy Byron, of course, the driver to watch. Ryan Blaney and Tyler Reddick, successful.
Yeah, that's going to be a good course. Day. Watkins Glen always has a good race every time they're there.
check out odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Yeah, and you know what I'm still excited about? That baseball drew 91,000 at Bristol Motor Speedway in the friggin' rain. That, what does that tell you? That's the first time they've ever had a Major League Baseball game, you know, that counted in the state of Tennessee, and it set the record, 91,000. That's unbelievable.
Well, that's, you know, it's funny because having grown up here in the Southeast, knowing how the fandom works, Bristol, Tennessee is probably full of Atlanta Braves fans. So they made a really good choice bringing the Atlanta Braves into Bristol, where they would have a fan base. And also, you know, when you live in a town that doesn't have baseball and you get a Major League Baseball game, you're going to pack the stadium. It's a it's a guarantee. The thing about baseball is it's an every night sport. So everybody's always saying, you know, attendance is down, attendance is down. Well, first of all, it costs too much money to take a family of four to a Tuesday night game. You know, you got to get off work a little early. You got to get the kids. You got to go to the game. If you want them to do that, you've got to make the tickets cheap, and baseball just absolutely refuses to do that. And they're having an attendance problem. But as you see, if you take it somewhere where they're thirsty for baseball, you can fill 91,000 seats one day a year. And that's what they did in Bristol.
Yeah. And you know what's really excited about that is that Bristol, you know, the tri is, you know, that tri area there is not that far from Cincinnati. You know, I always used to say Cincinnati, Ohio was really Cincinnati, Kentucky, because right across the river is Kentucky.
Yep.
And so that drive is only like 3 or 4 hours, five tops,
yep,
to go to a game. And, you know, when you go a game like that, it's like you're going to set a record and see a game too. But it's really cool to be a part of that 91,000 people. It's like all the people that went to see Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, and God rest Hulk's soul. He had his funeral today. And one thing I just want to say is that, you know, they put 93,000 people in the Superdome. I mean, in the Silver Dome in Detroit, Michigan. I mean, can you imagine how big that was? And then you look at what they did at Bristol. I mean, that's amazing when you can draw 91,000 or 90,000 people at anything.
You know, there was one person who was not excited about this game, Eddie.
What, Rob Manfred?
No, God. He decided that he was going to send the rain for baseball, and this game was,
well,
supposed
God
to be...
just gets tired of dealing with dumbasses too, you know.
He does. I mean, I don't know if he's a fan of Rob Manfred or not, but
no,
when I get
you
an opportunity,
him,
I will ask. Yeah, so 7 o'clock was supposed to be first pitch, got pushed to 9:41 p.m. the rain picked
well, those
back
hillbillies
up.
Were leaving at 10 because they got to get up early.
they suspended the game in the bottom of the first inning. The Reds were leading 1-0, and as has happened in Bristol before, they had to push the rest of the game, as they have races, to the next day. It resumed Sunday at 1, and the Braves won 4-2. So 2 days to get a game done in Bristol, Tennessee, but they did it.
Yeah, I would fire the guy who was in charge of that game and the girls and guys. You know, it's like ESPN. All of a sudden, all these girls are calling baseball games and football games and all this other. I'm going like, okay, well, what happened to the Chris Bermans and the real announcers? These girls, you know, they're readers. They're sports readers, you know, and I can't stand to watch ESPN with all this. They don't do it right anymore. It's just tired stuff.
So it's funny because the other day Bryce Harper got ran from a game, and I saw the article, so I clicked on it, and they had the video, and they specifically said that the Yankees broadcasters had a fun time with Bryce Harper getting tossed. And then I pushed the link, and of course it's not the Yankees broadcasters, it's the National television broadcasters, and of course there's a woman color commentary, and it immediately, I'm sorry that I feel this way, but that turns me off. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to watch a baseball game.
I can't stand a squeaky ass voice when I'm listening to sports, and they don't, it doesn't belong in sports. You know, a sideline reporter is fine, you go to, but you got to have a great, like a Joe Testaverde does. When you listen to him and you listen to Kevin Burkhalter and Chris Berman and all these other people that can actually call play-by-play, it's a whole different ball game, Jeff. You know that.
I was getting a kick out of the fact that Bryce Harper has gone full heel. He first tells
I told you I liked him.
Manfred to get the F out of the locker room. And then he gets rung up on a check swing and he went. I mean, it was close, but he went. But in his defense, the umpire that called him out was looking around Trey Turner and didn't have a great view of whether or not he went. So Bryce immediately throws the bat down and he's going to first, sees that he's called out and goes ham on the umpire that called him out, and he got tossed. Big story. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but that's what baseball's missing. I mean, you have no more managers that can go argue with the umpires anymore. So now when you got a guy like Bryce Harper who puts it on that ump's ass a little bit and cranks him up a notch, man, I love that. Okay, had the umps, they just want to be replaced by video cameras where you really can't argue for those. That's really bright, Manfred. You know, you're just like a friggin' genius. Oh, you're just a walking ass who just talks. That's all you are.
Well,
and he's going to kill baseball if you're not careful.
There used to be kind of an agreement that if your player was yelling at an umpire, the umpire gave you enough time to get out there and get in between you and the player as a manager.
Yeah, it made it good.
Yeah, and the manager yelled at you, and then you threw the manager out. But they're quick on the trigger these days, tossing the players. I don't know what it is, but we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, I love talking baseball. And you know who beat the strikeout? He's got the most strikeouts, 1,800 career strikeouts. Jacob DeGrom from the Texas Rangers.
He was fastest to reach 1,000 in MLB history, 240 games and 1,493 and a third innings. He's an interesting fella to me because I know he was a Met star, and I remember him being a Met and being their ace. Then I think he had to have Tommy John surgery, and he came back and sort of was not all that great, and then went to the Rangers and was hurt again. And did not make the run with the Rangers when they won the World Series. He seems to be back and pitching well again. He's 37 years old, so I don't know how much time he's got left on him, but he beat Randy Johnson. He needed 243 games to record 1,800 strikeouts, and Chris Sale needed 1,498 innings, so he dethroned both of those guys. That's what really gets me, though. Chris Sale was a reliever. He was a closer for the White Sox, became a starter, and was obviously an ace quickly when he became a starter, but that he came out of nowhere. Randy Johnson is a guy who everybody knew. Like this guy.
Yeah, the unit. The big unit.
He's 6'10". His hand almost hits the bat when you hit the ball. He's coming so far down the line.
What's really interesting, Jacob is a righty.
Yeah.
And he beat two lefties.
Yeah.
You know, both lefties, you know, had the records.
Yeah, it's Jacob DeGrom is an incredible pitcher, and he has so much spin on his fastball and being able to maintain that. You look at a guy like Steven Strasburg, who is very similar, right-handed guy, had a lot of spin on his fastball. His fastball is basically a curveball going 98 miles an hour, but he couldn't maintain it. You know, he's got thoracic syndrome, whatever that's called, and, you know, had quite a few decent years, but was never kind of lived up to what everybody expected out of him. Where DeGrom, I feel like the same. This is why this is surprising to me, because I kind of felt like DeGrom was sort of on that Steven Strasburg path, but clearly I was wrong. He's, you know, he's breaking records. He's striking guys out at 37, and he's not done yet. Those Texas Rangers look all right. And
yeah, you know, he's got a good team he's playing for. And you know what's really odd? It's like I was saying earlier, the NFL is cranking up. You know, the Jaguars made an announcement. It's hard for them to ever make an announcement that's decent.
Yeah.
You know, now they've said that Travis Hunter is going to be their starting wide receiver, and he's going to be a second string cornerback.
Yes,
that ought to be odd. Why you want to call him second string and you're going to play him?
We all saw the writing on the wall. Travis Hunter can want the world. He can't get the world. He's not going to play both ways in the NFL. It's not going to happen.
I don't think he's physically able.
Yeah. So they're kind of, you know, massaging him into his eventual role as a wide receiver. If he plays second string cornerback and somebody gets hurt and they have to use him and he's a better cornerback than he is a wide receiver, then he'll be a cornerback, but he's not going to be both. There's no way it can be done. I'm sorry, but playing at Colorado does not mean that you can go into the NFL and do the same thing. He's a great athlete, but many, many great athletes before him have not been able to do this, and he's not going to be able to do it either.
You know what's really cool is the Bears.
This is an exciting team to watch.
They got a great tight end, and he's going to be their secret sauce. Watch.
Colston Loveland, central to Caleb Williams, tapping his full potential. You know, the Bears are interesting. I have a few Bears fan friends, and I spoke to them about how excited they were about the Bears, and Bears fans don't seem to be that they're excited, but they're thinking, you know, we've been let down before, and I think they have a feeling like this could be just another Chicago Bears letdown with a new coach coming in and Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick. I don't know what's going to happen in Chicago, but it's got to be better than it used to be.
Well, I can tell you what, Caleb Williams has no excuse. Ben Johnson went out and got him a front to protect him, and now he just needs to learn the plays and execute the plays like he should be done. And with a tight end like this kid, Ben Johnson has given him everything to win. He's got running backs. He's got everything in Chicago. There's no excuse for not winning in Chicago this year.
The Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer wearing a backwards visor at a press conference.
Oh, come on. You know something? That's the biggest brand there is going ever in the National Football League. I don't care if you like the Cowboys, you hate them. They are a brand, and that is the biggest brand. And you know something? To disgrace the Dallas Cowboy fans of wearing a visor ass backwards, look like a head coach. Did you ever see in 26 years, go watch the videotape that I have on Tom Landry. He never looked nothing but first-class dude, man, always. If you're going to be a head coach in the league, look like a damn head coach. Not the damn janitor dresses better than he does in Dallas.
Well, I have two feelings on this. First of all, not a fan of the visor. I feel like if you're going to wear a hat, wear a hat. It doesn't have to be a Tom Landry hat, because I know that, you know, in Dallas, it's pretty warm in the beginning of the season. I don't think you want to wear a wool hat, but I've never been a fan of the visor. Baseball caps are fine, I think, for head coaches, but wearing it front ways is probably a good idea. I don't really care what Brian Schottenheimer wears. If he can win for the Cowboys, they'll let him wear a freaking Burger King King hat for the kids' meal for press conferences, as long as he wins as Cowboys head coach. But my personal opinion, the visor is a very bad look.
You got to represent and be proud of being a head coach in the NFL or a head coach anywhere. Look like what you want your players to look like, bums like you. And if they look like bums, they play like bums. So you got to set the tempo the right way. Winners win. And you got to look like a winner. You can't show up and look like a hobo in Dallas. So you got a head coach that looks like a damn hobo in Dallas. And now they're losing players left and right because you got a dumbass owner who thinks he knows everything. And he hadn't won in how many years? 29 years?
It's been a long time. I feel like the last time they won was there was a 9 in the year. And it's not 2009, and it's not 2019.
God, that's a long time, brother. Yeah. And you allow your coach to go out there and look half-assed. Well, if he looks half-assed, he coaches half-assed. So that's the way I look at things. And, you know, you put your best foot forward always. You should be proud of being a head coach anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and don't look like a damn hobo at press conferences.
Nobody should take the Dallas Cowboys head coach job. It's so funny. I feel like every head coach of the Cowboys since Jimmy Johnson has been getting nothing but gruff from everybody. And Jerry Jones basically is the puppeteer behind them, puppeting them. And he's basically using them as an umbrella. He's using them as a crap umbrella so he doesn't have to take this crap. And these guys go out there and, you know, wearing a visor, bad look. But at the same time, he's a head football coach. He's not a CEO.
Well, Brian Schottenheimer's going to be like his old man, Marty Schottenheimer. He could never win the big one. He was a bridesmaid, never the bride. And so he should have taught his son, number one, how to dress. Yeah. How to dress and look like a professional head coach in pro ball. It's not okay to look like a bum. It's not okay to look like a hobo. And you representing the National Football League and the Dallas Cowboys is a $12 billion brand. Hey, look, say something to the jackass.
Yeah, well, maybe they did. Speaking of the Cowboys, Micah Parsons wants out of Dallas.
I don't blame him. You know why? The puppeteer played with the puppet a little bit too long.
Yeah.
And now the puppet wants the hell out.
They're not going to trade Micah Parsons, especially not now, because you never trade a guy when he's asked out because you're not going to get good return.
Chicago Bears traded Khalil Mack, got rid of him and got everybody for him.
Yeah, well, that was a different situation. You know, the Bears were not a team that had any pride at that point. And I know that Jerry Jones is not going to, nobody's going to give the Cowboys, Minnesota already did this once. They're not going to give the Cowboys all of their draft picks. They're not going to give them anything back in return for Micah Parsons, a guy that's asked to leave. So they basically have the Cowboys over the barrel. Hey, he doesn't want to play there. So we'll give you one first rounder, maybe some thirds, and we're going to get out of here with Micah Parsons. And it's just not going to happen with Jerry Jones.
Well, that's a stupid move on Jerry Jones's part. I know what he's doing. He's playing the media to stay in the headlines, but he played it too long. You know, the guy showed up at camp and showed that, hey, I'm a team guy, and I'm showing up, and I expect you to get my deal done.
Yeah.
What happened? He still hasn't got a deal done.
Well, he's under contract for the season, so, I mean...
Okay, play it out and say see ya.
Yeah, I mean, that you can do that. That's what I think a lot of these guys should definitely be doing, is going in and saying,
trade me. Hell no, I'm going to play this year and I'm going to get the hell out of Dallas. How about that?
Yeah, I would love for that to be the case. Is I have one more year on my deal. We're working on an extension. We haven't been able to come to an extension, so I'm going to play this year and then I'm going to go into free agency and I'm going to have someone back a truck up to my house, because that's right. What will happen for Micah Parsons. But here we are with a year left on his deal, and we're talking about Micah Parsons' extension. These extensions are, give me a break with the extensions already. If the team wants to extend you, they can extend you. If they don't want to extend you, you go to free agency.
Just play it out and go.
Yeah. All right.
And you know, like your boy with the Commodores, they ought to need to change it with the Redskins and make it Redskins again. McLaren, here he is, he's bitching and moaning. He's got a contract. Play your contract out and leave.
Yes, I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear about it anymore, but I'm sure I will. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Mouthing off all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And we couldn't stop talking about players not wanting to finish out their contracts in the NFL during the break. And I said, Eddie, we're going to keep this. We're going to stop talking about it now and talk about it on the show.
Well, you know, these players need just, and these agents, you know something? You signed the contract. They gave you the money. Play your contract out. And if you're not happy, leave.
And
but you have a you. All of a sudden, you owe these people another year.
Yeah.
You play your contract out and shut the hell up, and then pack. Then you back up the Brinks truck after you've shown that you can play the full contract out. But you know, you can't blame the owners for saying, "Hey, whoa." Well, I'm sick of this.
On the face of this, and you can argue all you want, you're never going to disprove the fact that the reason why a lot of these guys do this are either they're underpaid because they signed a contract before they really broke out and they want what they deserve now. Sorry, you signed a contract. But more importantly, a guy like Micah Parsons, he wants a long-term extension because he's afraid that he's going to have a career-ending injury. So basically he's saying, hey, I want the reassurance of these years that I'll never be able to play again, you paying me, although I already signed a contract. I would never, ever do that. And I know that people are like, but you're in danger of losing him when he goes for his next contract. Whatever. If I lose him, I lose him. How about this? I'll just match everything that everybody else offers him, and then I can keep him. How about that?
Well, or he can make his own damn choice. You know, it's just not fair. You know, I'm all about, you know me, I'm about getting the money.
Yeah.
But it's also being a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, if you sign the contract, you need to be man enough to honor that contract. And all these greedy, lying-ass agents out there, and you know well as I do, agents are scum of the earth, that they will tell you anything to get more money.
Yes.
And so you better quit listening to these damn agents. And play his contract out, and then say to Jerry Jones or whoever the owner is, McLaren in Washington, then you say to the owner, look, here's what I want, and if you don't want to pay me, I'm gone.
Can we stop calling them agents? Because really what they are is lawyers. These guys are their lawyers.
Yeah, they are. You can't be an agent without being a lawyer.
They are lawyers, and they are lawyering, and I think they're trying to shine up their image a little bit by having us call them agents. They're not agents. They're lawyers, and we know what lawyers do. Eddie, odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. Comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And if you're a lawyer, I don't think you belong in these. Odark30.com, tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Yeah, but Arch Manning does. We need to get Arch some out there in the great state of Texas. He looked good in those old Dark 30 boots.
Yes, he would. Arch Manning, the number one starting quarterback in college football, as far as everyone's concerned this year. Man, I'll tell you what. Typically, I would say this kid has nothing to win and everything to lose coming in with this much of a spotlight on him, but he's a Manning. They quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
What do you want?
Yes, he's Texas.
Hey,
he's
getting $8 million a year.
Yeah,
he's going to take a pay cut to be a rookie in the NFL.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
The thing is that he's a Manning. These guys play quarterback, and he is going to most likely live up
to
win
Super Bowl
the spotlight. They do. Actually, you know what's funny? This is a complete aside. I apologize, but Eli Manning is eligible for the Hall of Fame after this past class was put in. Do you think he deserves to go in? Because I've had this argument with a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. He never had a a Pro Bowl wide receiver his whole career in the with the New York Giants. Do you realize that?
I think that he had guys that eventually became Pro Bowlers, but maybe not for the New York Giants.
Well, we're talking about the Giants.
Yes.
He played for the New York Giants.
Yeah.
But he won two Super Bowls with the New York Giants.
He did.
Have they won one since?
No, the fact of the matter is...
they can't even get out of that damn rain.
Victor Cruz was the guy that was the star wide receiver in one of those Super Bowl wins, and he had a cool dance, but other than that, nobody heard from Victor Cruz since that game. The end of that game. I feel like Victor Cruz may have been taken hostage, and we've never seen him since, because I haven't heard a thing about Victor Cruz since winning that Super Bowl.
Yeah, Eli Manning's the first ballot Hall of Famer, without a doubt.
So it's funny because it almost is a jock sniffer move, because every time I argue with someone about this, they're like, look at his stats.
Well, he didn't put up the stats. He's got a Hall of Fame stats.
He doesn't have Hall of Fame stats. He's got mediocre
quarterback
stats.
I'll argue about that. Look.
Well, you can't argue with stats. The stats are the stats.
No, you need to look. I'm arguing with you because I've looked at his stats.
The only stat that matters.
Look at his winning percentage. And in the games he's won, he won big time games all the time.
Yeah, so the guy played for 15 years. He had a 60% completion percentage. He had an 84.1 passer rating for his entire career.
Bad.
Yeah, that is bad. 84.1 is...
Well, he had no receivers. I just met that argument a minute ago.
Yeah.
The son of a bitch had nothing to throw to.
You've got me
You might as well took the guy off the fifth row and put him in as number 81 and thrown to him.
You've put me in this weird position where I'm now making the jock sniffer argument. And the only reason why is because you're arguing with me that he had good stats and his stats weren't that good. But that doesn't matter. He won two Super Bowls. He was undefeated against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That gets you not only into the Hall of Fame, they should put a statue of him in front of the Hall of Fame.
They should put him right next to Tom Brady's bust.
All right, back to the starting college quarterbacks. Gunnar Stockton, a lot of excitement in Georgia. What do you think is going on in Georgia?
Well, they think he's, you know, the second coming, but he was a five-star guy.
Yeah.
Gunnar is a great human being. And I think he's going to do good for the Georgia Bulldogs.
What a wealth of quarterback talent coming through Georgia these days. It's unbelievable because we're going to talk later about another guy who was their quarterback and is no longer because they felt like they had a better option. Ty Simpson in Alabama. I don't know. This is a rating.
I don't think they got the wrong coach at Alabama.
Yeah.
You know why I've always said never follow a legend?
Yes.
Well, he sucks.
Well,
he doesn't have the Southeastern Conference mentality. I'm just telling you. You're following Nick Saban, that's like following Belichick.
Yeah.
You see what happened? That stupid coach that followed Belichick in New England, he didn't last a year.
Yeah. So I feel like if Ty Simpson had Auburn or Clemson after his name, he wouldn't be on this list. But because he's the Alabama quarterback, I feel like they threw him on the list. CJ Carr, the new kid in Notre Dame, number four on the list of top starting quarterbacks in college football going into this year. I have no idea. We'll have to find out.
That's where I had these jock sniffers, man. They're Notre Dame grads and all this other crap. You know something? The kid out of LSU should have been really the fourth one.
Yeah.
And his dad was a big-time quarterback coach. You know, Garrett Neusmeyer out of LSU. Now, how come he's not on that list? You got two guys that really haven't done anything, and then you got guys like Carson Beck and Garrett Neusmeyer who've already proven themselves at big-time programs.
Well,
while they're not on the list.
I mean, Drew Allen's not on this list. I feel like if anybody proved themselves, himself the most. But rounding out the list is Dante Moore in Oregon. Don't know who he is. Oregon's too far away for me to pay attention. But I do know this,
don't forget Cade Klubnik in Clemson. Great quarterback.
Yeah, but he's not on this list. He's not on the top five.
That's where I look at it. I'm going like jock sniffers are alumni of these colleges, and they're putting them in there, and they don't need to be there.
Yep. Well, you and I feel strongly that the four guys that were left off of this list Although I'm taking out everybody but Arch Manning and Gunnar Stockton on this list. So you have to come up with the three best out of those last four. Who comes off the list between Drew Allen, Cade Klubnik, Garrett Neusmeyer, and Carson Beck?
Well, it'd have to be the kid out of Penn State.
Yeah, you take him out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I would put Cade Klubnik, Garrett Neusmeyer, and Carson Beck. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll take that. I mean, I feel like Drew Allen deserves a lot of accolades. He took him to the national championship game. He would have been drafted high.
I just don't think when you look at a pro, he doesn't have the to me, he's just not as good as these other guys. And the programs, I mean, Penn State's got a great program. Yeah. Let's see what he does this year. This year is proving ground, really. I mean, he started it last year, but he just can't finish. Yeah. You gotta win. And Carson Beck, now that's the guy. Did he cut and run, or is he going to be the old Carson Beck? That's what you got to worry about in Miami.
I have a feeling he's going to be just fine in Miami. We got to jump to the WWE. This is no surprise to me. Cody Rhodes beat John Cena for the Undisputed World Belt.
Shocked me.
It shocked you?
Shocked me to the core.
John Cena, Hollywood was blowing up John Cena's phone. It's like, when are you going to be done with this WWE stuff? When are you going to be done with this WWE stuff?
Well, that's the problem. That's why he dropped it. He's got $20 million, you know, and he's out here, take your toy and with wrestling. You know, go get your $20 million, John, you earned it.
He's got a new season of Peacemaker that they're like, when are you going to start promoting this show, John? We need you back here in Hollywood. Enough of this WWE stuff.
John's a great actor. You got to give him, him and The Rock both. Hey, they came out of the pro wrestling and they've done great.
Yeah, John Cena
is not only good in the ring, but he's good in front of the camera.
If you haven't seen the Peacemaker show, it's great.
The Rock's a billionaire. So, yeah. You know, what does that tell you?
Tells me he did a lot of Disney movies. Seth Rollins beat CM Punk, and Punk beat Gunther with his money in the bank ticket.
They put CM Punk over, and then they had Seth Rollins hit the ring and cashed in his money in the bank, and then he beat CM Punk.
Yeah.
And so I told you, the wise man has got his baby faces, and he's got the heels. The wise man has taken over the WWE. If the wise man farts, they listen.
Brock Lesnar returns to the WWE.
Everybody's talking about Brock Lesnar because they had some kind of, because I guess he banged the girl that Vince McMahon and Johnny Ace had a problem with. You know something? Hey, Brock Lesnar, welcome back to the WWE. We missed you in wrestling, Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar's probably one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet and one of the baddest ass guys you'll ever meet in your life. Oh, you asking who's the Jabroni of the Week? Oh, that's pretty cool, Jeff. You know who it is? Your friend out in Dallas, North Dallas 40, Jerry Jones, Mr. Excitement himself. Damn, Jerry. I mean, you're killing the damn $12 billion brand that you made. And oh, my God, what are you doing? You don't know what you're doing, and that's sad. And I would never say that about Jerry because he's a great business guy, but I think he's off his rocker now.
Let's be honest, though. Jerry Jones has done one good thing in his entire ownership of the Cowboys.
Yeah, hiring Jimmy Johnson.
Yes, and since then, it has been the Jerry Jones show, and it has been a jabroni
the
show.
Jerry Jones shit show.
Yes. So the reality of it is that Jerry Jones is killing a brand that Jimmy Johnson built. Jimmy Johnson built the Cowboys brand. Jerry Jones just happened to be the guy that had the money to buy the franchise. But let's be real about this. Jerry Jones had nothing to do with the success of the Cowboys then, and he has everything to do with their lack of success now. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh man, what a show. Fastest hour on the radio, as they say. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, a lot of fun. The NFL being back is a game changer for sports radio. We all know it. We all know that we just came out of the hardest time to do sports radio in the business, and the NFL is like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. When the NFL's back, we're going to have so much to talk about. Let's be honest. I mean, I even said, you know, this is a great time in sports. We don't need the NFL. And I'm quickly reminded how much we do need the National Football.
Well, you know, I went to liking hockey. we started covering hockey, man. I got the hockey bug.
Yeah.
One thing about it, Jeffrey, mouthing off, we got 6.5 million people around the world listening to our happy ass each and every week.
Hey, and some of them are hockey fans, and love.
And me too.
Even the NBA and hockey, it's been a
what
month.
What kind of shirt you got on now?
I got the great 895 right there, baby. 895 goals to beat Gretzky, Alex Ovechkin. You know I'm a hockey fan.
All you fans, he has got the chapstick lined up, brother. I guarantee you, when it comes to the Washington, anything out of Washington, D.C.,
well, not the Wizards. I'm not a Washington Wizards fan. I'm an Orlando Magic fan because I got to be proud of my home team. But
well, when they went woke with the Wizards instead of calling them the Bullets,
well, I mean,
that's when I said the hell with them.
A couple guys pulled guns on each other in the locker room. I feel like that one.
Well, they just live in their gimmick.
Yeah, Gilbert Arenas, I think, was just arrested again, which is sad to hear because I thought he'd gotten his life together. But Washington, D.C. has a crime problem. And at that time, they had a gun crime problem. And the gun crime problem got so bad that they had guys pulling guns on each other in the locker room. Unfortunately, they changed their name to the Wizards, which is you never change your name because you never end up with a better name to replace the name you leave. And Wizards is a terrible name. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah. Hey, in the second team up there, you change your names from the Redskins to the Commodes, and that's got to change.
All right, Eddie, we did it. We've reached the end. We've got to go. Tell them goodbye.
For the mouthing off nation, Jeffrey and Jeff Taylor, this is a Continental Lover saying, so long, everybody.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.